Well, good Friday morning, beloved. This has been a wonderful week. Thank you so much for inviting me into your homes to share God's word with you. Today we're in Matthew chapter 22, verses 15 through 33, where the religious leaders seek to trap Jesus by asking him questions about paying taxes and about rising from death. Today's reading mentions two groups of religious leaders, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Unlike the Pharisees and Jesus, the Sadducees did not believe in the resurrection of the dead. Okay, God's word for us this week has been wisdom. So let's go ahead and see what God has for us in Matthew chapter 22, beginning at verse 15. The Pharisees went off and made a plan to trap Jesus with questions. Then they sent to him some of their disciples and some members of Herod's party. "Teacher," they said, "we know that you tell the truth. You teach the truth about God's will for people without worrying about what others think, because you pay no attention to anyone's status. Tell us then, what do you think? Is it against our law to pay taxes to the Roman emperor or not?" Jesus, however, was aware of their evil plans, and so he said to them, "You hypocrites, why are you trying to trap me? Show me a coin for paying the tax." And so they brought him the coin, and he asked them, "Whose face and name are on these coins?" And they replied, "The emperor's." So Jesus said to them, "Well then, pay to the emperor what belongs to the emperor, and pay to God what belongs to God." When they heard this, they were amazed, and they left him and went away. Well, that same day, some Sadducees came to Jesus and claimed that people will not rise from death. "Teacher," they said, "Moses said that if a man who has no children dies, his brother must marry the widow so that they can have children who will be considered the dead man's children. Now, there were seven brothers who used to live here. The oldest got married and he died without having children. So he left his widow to his brother. The same thing happened to the second brother, to the third, and finally to all seven. Last of all, the woman died. Now, on the day when the dead rise to life, whose wife will she be? All of them had married her." And Jesus answered them, "How wrong you are. It is because you do not know the scriptures or God's power. For when the dead rise to life, they will be like the angels in heaven and will not marry. Now, as for the dead rising to life, haven't you ever read what God told you? He said, 'I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.' He is the God of the living, not of the dead." When the crowds heard this, they were amazed at his teaching. All right, well, today's key verse is Matthew chapter 22, verses 31 through 32, where Jesus said, "Haven't you read what God has told you? He said, 'I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.' He is the God of the living, not of the dead." And, you know, it's interesting that you have the Herodians, who were the political party in support of Herod running things, trying to entrap Jesus. You had the Pharisees, who were the religious sect that really had all the power, trying to trap Jesus, with their false teachings. And then you even had the Sadducees, who didn't even believe in the resurrection, didn't believe in that type of miracle power from God, and they're trying to entrap Jesus. All these people are trying to entrap Jesus. Why? Because Jesus told the truth. And the truth that Jesus told revealed their sin and their lies. And they just couldn't have that, could they? Let's pray. Lord God, you are the God of the living. Give me day by day guidance with your teachings so that I serve in obedience to your will and give honor and glory to you. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings the first week of the new year to an end. God bless you. I truly hope to see you in the services Sunday or, joining us, with Zoom or on Facebook, and be with us, next Monday, when we will be reading, what will we be reading? Matthew chapter 22. Verses 34 through 36, where certain religious leaders continue to challenge Jesus' authority and question him about the Messiah. Until then, God bless.